we have to talk about the economic fallout of this war escalation that Trump and Secretary of War Pete Hegseth are now pushing. So it looks like a land invasion by thousands of U.S. troops is imminent. If that happens, then it puts us on a completely different course for the wrecking, or maybe we should call it the reckoning, spelled with a W-R, the reckoning of the global economy. Because at this point, then it means we're going all in for a very long, very long conflict that will absolutely see the Strait of Hormuz closed to Western allies for the remainder of this year, almost certainly, and possibly well into 2027, and actually possibly for several years to come. So we have to start talking about Mad Max type of conditions. That's not an exaggeration. We're already seeing the beginning of this in certain parts of Australia, even, where there are now fuel thefts that are taking place. So it doesn't mean that everything's breaking down, but it means that there are rogue gangs now that are stealing fuel because of the scarcity. And, you know, that's one of the storylines of Mad Max, along with, of course, nuclear fallout and, you know, radiation, you know, buying water. Hey, what's a little fallout, eh? You know, that kind of thing. So things are going to trend toward Mad Max in many countries, not necessarily in the United States. I wouldn't expect the U.S. to, you know, collapse overnight into chaos. I would expect some of the hardest hit areas to be, well, Southeast Asia, like Bangladesh right now, and then India is going to get hard. We're going to see a lot of difficulty in the Philippines, in Thailand, and then eventually in Taiwan and Japan. Western Europe will be hit extremely hard, although it's unlikely that the European leaders will do anything about it because, well, you know, they're European leaders. They don't do anything. They don't do anything useful. All they do is throw their own countrymen and women under the bus. So Europe is going to be in dire straits. Africa, many parts of Central and South America. Mexico will even be hurt by this as well. The United States and Russia and China will probably be the three countries that do the best in terms of just fuel. But all three of those countries, well, especially China and the U.S., will be hit with food scarcity that gets bad. Probably not Russia, actually. Russia is capable of growing its own food, and it has a lot of course, energy there. So I don't really see famine in Russia, but I do see food scarcity in the United States and China later this year. But long before that happens, we're going to see a collapse of the U.S. stock market and the so-called AI bubble. So let's talk about the AI bubble for just a minute here, because as you've heard me say many times, there's no such thing as an AI tech bubble. The technology is not in a bubble. The tech keeps getting better just almost every week. It's unbelievable. I mean, I was downloading and testing some GitHub repos today that are just mind-blowing, actually, for image creation with very good text compliance, by the way, you know, for book covers and things like that. And I was shocked at how good it is. Yeah, anyway, that's another podcast. But the technology is not in a bubble, but the tech company valuations is almost certainly now in a bubble. And that bubble, that is the overvaluation, overinvestment bubble, is going to burst. And that seems clear now because a lot of the data center projects and some of the projects that Trump announced to a lot of fanfare, bragging about how, you know, these Gulf state nations are going to invest either hundreds of billions or trillions of dollars in U.S. projects, you know, AI projects, data center projects, etc. Yeah, that's all done. I mean, all those countries are just going to declare force majeure. Those projects will never happen. So all the stuff that Trump announced and all the Trumpsters were, you know, parroting that, oh, Trump is so great, he's going to bring back, you know, industry to America, he's going to bring back jobs, we're going to build data centers, we're going to be the world leader in AI. And none of that's going to happen. Because the Gulf states are fighting for survival right now. They don't have the spare hundreds of billions of dollars to send over to the United States like they did before this war started. So Trump destroyed their financial viability, and he destroyed the relationship between the United States and nations like Qatar and the UAE and so on. That is going to end up crashing the stock market in the United States because it's so heavily weighted towards the tech stocks. You know, the tech stocks dominate the markets, right? And when this correction comes, which could begin as early as Monday if the ground invasion happens over the weekend, or I don't know if Monday is a open market day, but whatever the next open market day is, will probably plunge dramatically after this land invasion commences. And it's not just a stock market bubble. It's also a bond bubble that's going to burst. And what I mean by that is that treasury yields are going to have to rise substantially above 5%, which is going to bankrupt the United States of America even more quickly. And by the way, there was just a treasury auction, and there were no buyers. It just happened. Turned out that, you know, the central banks, I mean, the Federal Reserve, had to print the money to buy the treasuries to pay the debt. Nobody wants to buy U.S. debt. Nobody. Not Japan, not China, not Europe. Everybody's broke, for one thing. And the Gulf state nations, they don't have any more money. They were buyers for a long time. Saudi Arabia, you know, they would get paid in dollars to sell their oil, and they would take those dollars and recycle them back into treasuries so that the Saudis would hold the treasuries and the U.S. would get to print more money with relatively few consequences because they're exporting inflation to the Saudis. Well, those days are done. That's over. Saudis are struggling to maintain economic viability. And the other Gulf state nations that are much smaller than Saudi Arabia, they're struggling to even survive. Qatar called up Trump and said, "We want our $400 million plane back," by the way. At least that's what was reported. I don't know. It sounds hilarious, but you know, they gave Trump a $400 million jumbo jet. Remember that? All decked out like a palace. Now they want it back, you know, or at least reportedly so. Who knows? But the U.S. stock market is about to be toast. The AI market is about to be toast. So, of course, it makes sense to protect yourself from all of this. We're already seeing limits on withdrawals. Lots of limits. Some of these investment funds that have the word black in them, you know, some of these investment funds are limiting withdrawals dramatically. So yeah, you can put your money in, you can't get your money out. Huh. That's bad news, right? That's going to accelerate until we get to bank bail-ins, where they just take your money. They're just going to seize your money and call it theirs and then give you an IOU or something that never works. So there's that. Yeah. This, you could call this the opening round of the Great Reset. Maybe this is one of the goals of Trump taking us to war, is to cause a financial crisis of such dimension that it collapses the currency and forces people into the CBDCs, where there will be government surveillance and control. Maybe that's one of the goals. Hard to say. But the situation is dire. No question about that. See, I think Trump vastly underestimated the fragile nature of the global monetary system. Most people do. They don't understand that we're living in a giant Ponzi scheme. You know, the petrodollar Ponzi scheme, money printing, treasuries, the whole thing. It's been a con since it was set up from 1913, the creature from Jekyll Island. It's been a con the entire time. And this con is breaking. It's breaking. And when it breaks, it impoverishes the masses, because the dollar collapses, the U.S. government goes broke, it can't meet its obligations, it can't pay the pensions, it can't pay for Medicare and Social Security, you know, in that scenario, if it goes completely bankrupt. And frankly, we are headed for that outcome. We just don't know when, obviously. We don't know the exact timing, but there could be accelerants toward this, such as Israel using nuclear weapons. Or Iran using nuclear weapons. You know, surprise, you land 10,000 troops and then they all get turned into dust or something, you know. That's a possibility. In fact, I've sadly, you know, predicted that might happen. I don't want to see that happen, but I think that's a possible tactic that Iran could use. So any kind of a black swan wild card like that could just literally overnight collapse the dollar as we know it, or collapse the treasury market as we know it, or collapse the Western banking system as we know it. And then, you know, our government could blame it on anything, cyber attacks, EMP, the grid's down, that's North Korea's fault, or Russia attacked us, or whatever, or domestic terrorism, who knows. They could blame it on anything, but the net effect is, if you're holding dollars and stocks and bonds, you are screwed and screwed and screwed. All that stuff could be effectively worth zero instantly because you can't get it out. You know, what is an asset worth if you can't retrieve it? Zero. It doesn't matter what it says on your digital screen when you log in. It doesn't matter what your bank statement says. They'll just declare force majeure. Just like I got the force majeure letter from Airgas the other day. I showed you that for my lab. And in fact, I've got that letter right here. It's force majeure. It says we can't deliver the helium that we promised to deliver, that we have a contract with you to deliver helium. We can't do it because of, you know, circumstances beyond our control. Okay, well, that's a legal invocation. It exempts them from their contractual obligation to deliver helium. Banks can do the same thing. They just say, force majeure, we no longer have to give you your money, period. Boom. And it's not even your money. It's their money. You're a creditor to the bank. You understand? So literally, the only way to protect yourself from this is to have hard physical assets outside of that system. Or perhaps, if you're into crypto, maybe you have some private crypto in addition. But gold and silver are clearly the best way to insulate yourself from this and to have self-custody. That's the key. You know, you can buy land, obviously, or just own the land that you're on and own your house and own your vehicle, get out of debt, etc. That's all important. And having gold and silver physically in your custody is the way through this, because then you don't have counterparty risk. Then the bank can't just announce that, you know, we're seizing all your gold, because they don't physically have it. You know, you have it, or you have it vaulted somewhere that you trust, or you have it, you know, buried in the ground somewhere that you trust, you know, or you have it stashed with a friend or whatever. Gold and silver is your way through this. And when the dollar collapses, there will be a period of time, I believe, when people will spend silver. They will spend goldbacks. And goldbacks are, you know, a cash form of gold. And if you want to know how to get goldbacks, you can just go to my website, rangerdeals.com. And right there, you'll see a link. It's an affiliate link to the goldback company, because we recommend them. And goldbacks are very handy. People will use silver or junk silver for, you know, physical barter or payment or means of exchange. Gold will preserve assets to transition into the next monetary system, whatever that happens to be. Because you don't want to store, let's suppose if you have $1 million that you want to keep safe, you don't want to buy $1 million of silver and keep that around, because that's big, bulky, heavy silver. You'd rather have $1 million in gold, because these days, what is gold? Like almost 5,000 again per coin. You know, what is that? I mean, with just 1,000 coins, that's like $5 million. Just 1,000 coins, which you could, you know, just put in the back seat of the car if you wanted to, right? But you can't do that with $5 million of silver. So silver is for spending, and goldbacks are for spending, and gold coins themselves are for preserving assets through the transition. Now, our gold and silver sponsor is, of course, Battalion Metals, co-founded by Tucker Carlson. And you can find them at metalswithmike.com. Metalswithmike.com. And, you know, honest, trustworthy, you know, pro-liberty, pro-Ron Paul people, you can absolutely trust them. You can work with them if you want to get physical gold and silver. And right now, prices continue to be strongly suppressed because of the war. You know, silver has dropped down because of the drop in demand from industry. And I actually think silver will be suppressed to some degree for as long as natural gas supplies stay offline. But once the Strait of Hormuz is eventually opened back up under whoever's control and the energy starts flowing again, silver is going to skyrocket, I believe. That's my assessment. Don't take it as financial advice, obviously. I'm not your financial advisor. Do your own research. But silver has a very strong industrial demand component to it. And gold will go up just because of the war, because of a rush to safety as Western currencies continue to erode and ultimately collapse. And at the end of the day, when the system craters, when the stocks crater, the bonds, the banks, you don't want to be left holding dollar deposits with any of those institutions that have an IOU that promise you that you can have your money back, because they'll just declare force majeure and you can't have it. It's much better have your gold and silver in your hands or vaulted with a trusted independent vault that's not part of the banking system. That's what's critical. You know, like Battalion Metals, they have their own private vaulting system that's not regulated by the federal government or the banking system. It's not monitored by the banks. It's kind of, you know, decentralized, off the radar, but also highly secure and independently insured by Lloyd's of London, etc. So that's a viable option if you don't want to hold on to it yourself. But again, you can check them out at metalswithmike.com if you want to get some more physical gold and silver. Or if you're squared away on all your gold and silver, then see what else you can store up that will have value through all of this. And, you know, it's going to be food. It's going to be emergency medicine. It might be ammo. Might be diesel fuel. The last time I bought diesel, I paid $2.50 a gallon. Now, in some places, it's $7 a gallon. So, wow, I'm burning diesel that I bought for a fraction of the price. On purpose. You know, I told you about it, right? I said, get a 500-gallon diesel tank and fill it up. I told you that when diesel was $2.50. That is the agricultural diesel, you know, the non-federal road tax diesel. It's cheaper. But it's only used for agricultural equipment or construction equipment or whatever, but not, you know, not for driving down the highway. That's the regular taxed diesel, which is more expensive. But anyway, for my ranch vehicles and so on, I paid $2.50 a gallon. And feeling pretty good about that, actually, you know. So stay tuned. Get prepared. Don't forget about your backup communications from the satellite phone store, SAT123.com. And then follow my news at brightvideos.com and follow my articles at naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening. Get prepared. It's going to be rough for a long time to come. Take care. Yes, the world is getting crazy, but here at the Health Ranger store, we're putting together a survival supply assortment for you. If you go to healthrangerstore.com/survival, you'll see what we put together for you, including iodine and iosat. That's a specific brand name of potassium iodide that's FDA approved. Or we have the nascent iodine here, which is less expensive in terms of the iodine that you get. These are available in case things go nuclear. It's clear that you will not be able to find any of this for sale anywhere. All the inventories will be wiped out, like what happened after Fukushima in 2011. So if you want to get your hands on some iodine, this is a chance to get it right now. healthrangerstore.com/survival. In addition, we have many other survival items for you here, including some silver solutions, some spirulina available in bulk and at a discount, and then a large assortment of storable organic food that's laboratory tested, including our Ranger Bucket sets. Here's a 195-day supply. We've got the mini buckets, and we've also got number 10 cans available of freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and other things like miso soup powder. Here's some of the buckets. There's a big variety available. Here are some of the number 10 cans right here. Remember, a lot of people are missing fruit. They don't have enough vitamin C in their storable food. So, you know, getting bananas and pineapples and strawberries, especially, again, certified organic, freeze-dried. That is the highest quality with the highest nutrient preservation that you can get in any kind of a storable food format. All of this is available right now and so much more. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/survival. And because the freeze-dried foods last for so long, you know, even if you don't eat them this year or next year, just keep them on the shelf. They're going to last a very long time with good preservation, a long shelf life, and they will have value no matter what happens in the world. Now, of course, I'm praying for peace. I'm praying for de-escalation. I don't want to see World War III break out, and I certainly don't want it to go nuclear. But we're dealing with insane times and insane leaders and insane situations. Who knows what could happen tomorrow or next week? Disruptions could happen here in the United States. There could be, you know, domestic attacks that disrupt supply chains here in the U.S. So stock up early, stock up now, get your emergency food, emergency medicine, iodine, anything else that you think that you might need. Get it now. And by doing so, by shopping with us, you'll be supporting our platforms and our AI engines that we offer for free. That's funded in part by sales from our store. So shop with us at healthrangerstore.com/survival and help yourself get prepared and also help us bring you more free tools and platforms that can keep you informed no matter what happens in the world. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless you all. Take care.